The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
The Mets in Atlanta is another ugly moment for the NBA. There's no question that had Bruce Levens remained as owner of the Hawks, following the disclosure of an inflammatory, racially charged email, it would have developed into a combustible situation. Players would have likely revolted, and the same fans Levens insulted would have stayed away in droves. Levinson's decision to sell certainly saved the NBA from a major headache. But what about that decision? There are some in the league that believe Levinson wanted to sell the team. He tried to sell it in 2011, only to have the deal fall apart at the 11th hour. The sale of the Clippers and Bucks have spiked the value of franchises, ensuring that Levinson will make a tidy profit for his controlling interest of the team.
That's the reporter from Sports Illustrated commenting on Atlanta Hawks owner Bruce Levinson's racially charged email that led to his decision to sell the team, or at least his stake in the team, something he wanted to do anyway. So here we have another story similar to the one from Los Angeles of a couple of months ago, and Sports Talk Radio including the email that's reportedly racially charged. Number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show, the list of the hot hits in Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in as the TRCS gets started, this time for the week ending September the 12th, 2014. As we go all the way through this list, you and me will be reviewing the top 10 talk topics. Folks at Talkers Magazine helped put all of this information there in Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers TV. The talk radio industry is our focus, as we have monitored a lot of talk radio programs this week all across the country to put the numbers 1 through 10 together. Counting down from the top, number 10 to number 1 in this hour.
Number 9.
The Bruce Levinson story is number 10. At number 9, the announcement of the new Apple products, where you can get them, hot stuff. On the Good Day show that I do Monday through Friday, during this past week, Rich McFadden, who's on the program with me, along with your host, talked to men's health technology expert Greg Stebbin about Apple's announcements and why Stebbin thinks the new Apple Watch will be quite a big deal.
Like all good tech reporters, I obsessively watched every minute of video, watched the live presentation, read what other people said, disagreed with many, many of the opinions.
In what way? What are you disagreeing about? What's the disagreement?
To me, the if I was going to sum this up quickly, I'd say, yeah, they're phones, they're bigger. Okay, phones are now commodities. Just a lot of people are happy with the phone they want. They're not going to move. They're not going to get a new phone until they have to, or it's cheap. I think that's a challenge for Apple, but I think they're facing the challenge very aggressively with the watch. I think the watch is so far above anything that anyone has done, it's almost like comparing a Hyundai with a Maserati.
Really? How's that? Why is it so different? I didn't see that.
I think that they see, it's interesting. It sounds like you were underwhelmed by it, and lots of people were.
The watch doesn't turn me on, so I'm interested, yes.
Well, I think when you look at it's not for everyone, first of all. But I think there's a segment of the population, a large segment of the population, that is so connected to the digital world through their phone and their tablet that this is just the next logical place to do it. And I think, as we've seen tablet sales fall away, for many people, the tablet wasn't a perfect solution. It wasn't the best solution wasn't getting bigger. It was actually getting smaller and having
it
24 hours a day.
Wait a minute. Is there a Braille version of this?
Almost. There's something in the phone called Taptic Sensors. It can actually tell whether you lightly tap or press on the phone. It actually will be able to detect certain things just from the way you tap the phone. But I don't think that's the thing that's really going to change people's lives. I think the fact that Apple saw that this, compared to something like Google Glass is not a personal device, and it's actually invasive for everyone else around you. The watch is something that is so highly personalized that I think people, this is not a good thing, but I think people are actually going to get this and obsess over it to a very unhealthy degree.
Number eight on this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Review focuses on those nude photos. You'll recall, perhaps you have had a conversation, or at least not only what's on the radio, but in your own life, some of the things that are on the countdown become a part of people's everyday conversations. That's what makes them of value. Here's Jimmy Cefalo on his radio program talking to entertainment reporter Ashley Roth about an artist's plans to display these nude celebrity photos.
Those leaked nude photos, an artist is claiming he's going to display those at his exhibit in St. Petersburg, Florida next month. What can you tell us about this?
Yeah, he plans to display at least Kate Upton and Jennifer Lawrence during his Fear Google campaign next month. The images will be unaltered and printed on a life-size canvas for the No Delete show at the Corey Allen Contemporary Art Showroom. This artist has been collecting images of celebrities from Google the past 7 years in their most vulnerable and private moments. He has a snap of Britney Spears' shaved head and Scarlett Johansson's leaked nude images as well. Now, publicist Corey Allen says, the commentary behind this show is a reflection of who we are today. We all become users, and in the end, we become used. The show opens on October 30th, and Jimmy, I'm not exactly sure how the heck he's going to pull this off without facing a lawsuit.
Yeah, the cease and desist will be coming toward him real soon. And but you know what? We'll talk about him. He probably won't ever have this exhibit, but we'll talk about him, and you know that's the way he'll probably go.
Here you go. That's all people want, right? Their moment of fame. 888-302-3684. If you care to comment on some of the things that we're talking about here, you're welcome to do that through also our social media, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter @goodday show, or email to doug@dougsteffen.com as the Talk Radio Countdown Show rolls along.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is, no matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop.
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the for good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
This is a special report from the National Association of Manufacturers. A new NAM report finds that federal regulations cost Americans more than $2 trillion every year. Small manufacturers bear the greatest burden. Jay Timmons, President and CEO of the NAM.
Manufacturing is making a comeback in America, but this could all come to an end if manufacturers continue to shoulder a disproportionate cost of complex federal regulations.
The NAM study finds that a typical manufacturer pays almost $20,000 per employee per year to comply with federal regulations. The study also estimates that small manufacturers shoulder a disproportionate share of the federal regulatory burden, more than 3 times the average U.S. business.
You know, these costs don't even include the more significant regulations heading our way, like the new ozone standard, and that would be the most expensive regulation in U.S. history. So now's the time to institute reforms to build a stable, balanced regulatory environment for manufacturers and small businesses to create jobs and fuel economic growth.
For more information, visit NAM.org. Audio provided by the National Association of Manufacturers.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Number 7.
Something that's fairly interesting in the sense that not a lot of people understand the impact of Scotland's succession from the United Kingdom. So number 7 this week has to do with a referendum vote in Scotland for them to secede. Talk host Jane Foy and Rick Daniels with correspondent Vicky Barber. They discuss Scotland's upcoming vote to leave the British Empire.
This vote next week in Scotland, whether or not the citizens there will vote for independence. And as I understand it, Britain is sending in Prime Minister David Cameron to do some
lobbying. They are sending in, as one opposition politician in Scotland calls it, the three amigos. I mean, this is unprecedented that, you know, that weekly exercise in British democracy and also verbal fisticuffs. Prime Minister's question time has been canceled today. Instead, the leaders of Britain's three main parties, David Cameron, the Conservative, his coalition partner, Nick Clegg, of the Liberal Democrats, and the head of the opposition, Labour Party, are traveling to Scotland together to try to persuade Scots to vote no in next week's referendum.
All right, now what would it mean if they left the United Kingdom?
Ooh, that's what everybody's only just really trying to figure out. And I have to say, Rick, I think there is nobody who knows for certain what the full knock-on effect would be. There's a huge argument, for instance, over whether Scotland gets to keep the British pound. At one point, the man who would be the Scottish Prime Minister, Alex Salmond, head of the Scottish National Party, said, oh, well, you know, we'll join the euro. And the Europeans said, well, wait a minute. That's not so easy. Other, you know, devolved or semi-independent or independent homelands in other European countries, you know, they don't get automatic admission into the European Union. There are a whole lot of great unknowns out there.
A lot of people are very interested in this. This hasn't happened. This sort of thing hasn't happened for a long time. Ken Kessler, who works with me in producing this program, I'm looking at all of the various stories that have floated around this week, Kenny. And I can tell you that there was a lot of, I'm sort of surprised, actually, this thing ended up in the Talk Radio Countdown show, because I don't get the sense that a lot of people in America care a whole lot about what happened. There aren't a lot of Scots. It's not like if it was Ireland, it would be a different story, wouldn't it?
Would. This has really been flying under the radar. There hasn't been very much conversation about it at all.
Yeah. When it comes to international stuff, there have been a lot of people talking about Pistorius and that sort of thing. But this is a rare thing to happen in this world that we live in. A lot of people think, I mean, you go back to when South Africa, when Australia, when Canada, think of all of the main components of the British Empire long since gone. And why it is that now the Scottish feel like they need to be on their own. If you're a Scotsman, what is it that you feel is important about this? Why is it that this thing sort of gets you, or you get it? It's very interesting. When, again, you take all the pieces and put them together, you've come up with some stuff most people in our country, when they think about secession, they go back to the Civil War era, and they think about the various states that were north or south of the Mason-Dixon line. South of the Mason-Dixon line, they were seceding right and left. There are some states that have, I don't know if they're serious about it, you got to wonder once in a while, that there are movements for states to secede from the Union. I think it requires federal approval anyway to do that. And I guess over in the British colonies, it doesn't require that the British go along with it. You want out, you get out. So that's the number 7 item this week on our Talk Radio Countdown show. Of course, that would lead us to number 6. Up next here, I'm Doug Steffen on the Weekly Talk Radio Review.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six item this week on our Talk Radio Review has to do with the continuing debate on global warming. I saw the show Into the Wormhole that's hosted by Morgan Freeman on a plane ride from Boston to Los Angeles this week. And the focus was on the oceans and what happens if the oceans warm up by 2 degrees. I'll tell you what the contents of that was after we listen to this radio clip from host Sam Cedar. Here he talks about a pair of climate change activists who were set to go on trial in Massachusetts this past Monday until the district attorney dropped all the charges against them because he felt their activism was in the best interests of our planet.
In Massachusetts, Bristol District County District Attorney Samuel Cedar was dealing with criminal charges against two environmental activists who were charged with blocking a 40,000-ton coal shipment to Brayton Point Power Plant in Somerset, Massachusetts. The trial was scheduled to begin on Monday, and the district attorney decided to drop all charges. The reason why, as he showed at this appearance at a Fall River District Court, he said he empathized with the stances of the two environmental activists, Ken Ward and Jay O'Hara, because they were acting to reduce the harm to the planet that burning off this coal was going to create. They apparently took a lobster boat and blocked the shipment. Sutter said, because of my sympathy with their position, I was in a dilemma. I have a duty to go forward to some extent with this case and follow the applicable case law, but they were looking for a form to present their compelling case about climate change. I do believe they're right, that we're at a crisis point with climate change. These activists faced 2 years in jail because they put a 200-pound anchor to their boat to block the path of the coal ship. They were going to use a so-called necessity defense, which would have meant that their protest was the only way possible they could stop what they saw as something that would promote, contribute to climate change. Phil McKinnon was scheduled to appear in their defense. Former NASA scientist Jim Hansen was going to appear in their defense. In exchange for the state to drop charges of conspiracy to commit a crime, disorderly conduct, and motorboat violations, they agreed to pay $2,000 each in restitution to Somerset and state police. Really impressive. You know, remember, there's all sorts of prosecutorial discretion. So good for this guy, Souter.
All right, so that's a point of view, and that's what talk radio is all about, a point of view. So to go further into what I said a few minutes ago about watching this television program hosted by Morgan Freeman called Into the Wormhole, the discussion on the show that I watched focused on how the oceans have a brain and how about every 1,000 years there's a heartbeat in the ocean, and the ocean acts like our bodies do to reject things that may cause it harm, pretty much like our immune system works in our bodies because the brain tells the white corpuscles to go after the inflammation, then that's what the oceans are capable of doing. Wouldn't that be interesting if it flushed away all the things that were causing it harm? We're at 28 past the hour now on Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 eczema lotion. Feel the heal.
This is a special report from the National Association of Manufacturers. A new NAM report finds that federal regulations cost Americans more than $2 trillion every year. Small manufacturers bear the greatest burden. Jay Timmons, President and CEO of the NAM.
Manufacturing is making a comeback in America, but this could all come to an end if manufacturers continue to shoulder a disproportionate cost of complex federal regulations.
The NAM study finds that a typical manufacturer pays almost $20,000 per employee per year to comply with federal regulations. The study also estimates that small manufacturers shoulder a disproportionate share of the federal regulatory burden, more than 3 times the average U.S. business.
You know, these costs don't even include the more significant regulations heading our way, like the new ozone standard, and that would be the most expensive regulation in U.S. history. So now's the time to institute reforms to build a stable, balanced regulatory environment for manufacturers and small businesses to create jobs and fuel economic growth.
For more information, visit NAM.org. Audio provided by the National Association of Manufacturers.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dried Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze-Dried Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Dr. Wallach, an award-winning scientist, naturopathic physician, author of several books such as Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Let's Play Doctor, and a Nobel Prize nominee. Dr. Wallach will be here on September 15th and 16th. Wallach has proven that diseases classified as autoimmune were in fact caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get your free ticket to hear about the true causes of diseases. Call 763-291-5052. To receive your free ticket, call 763-291-5052.
Reviewing the hot hits in talk radio, the charts for the week of September 8th to the 12th, 2014. I'm Doug Steffen on the weekly talk radio. The Countdown Show has aired 52 weeks a year. And going back to where we started here, from number 10 on, the NFL, actually the NBA is in the news a little bit this week, Major League Baseball playoffs, the email case of owner Bruce Levinson, that's number 10. At number 9, technology and the Apple products that were announced this week. Number 8, this was another technology story, celebrity nude photos and what's going to happen with them, yes or no. Number 7 has to do with the secession suggestion from Scotland, global warming, the usual debate about, and it is, it's the usual, it's the same old stuff. Although I thought, again, making reference to that show I saw in Into the Wormhole, it was pretty interesting to think about the oceans as having a brain, isn't it, huh? Number 5 now, we're up to number 5.
Number 5.
Here the backdrop with the story of the decline in the Obama administration's focus on deportation, that is, those who pose a threat to national security, public safety, that sort of thing. Deportations have fallen sharply this past year, according to the government's own stats. Here are hosts Charlie Parker and Jim Forsythe talking about the surge of illegal children crossing the borders, which seems to have come to an end.
Immigration returns to pre-surge levels.
Yeah, and that's not necessarily means there's no immigration at all, but we've been talking about this for some time, that the massive surge of Central American unaccompanied minors and minors with adults was over, and the Homeland Security numbers, which have now been released, bear that out, as we told you earlier. It essentially ended at the end of July. As a matter of fact, there were fewer unaccompanied children who came into the United States in August than come in on average in a standard month, about 3,100. And when you go with adults with children, for example, in June, which was the height of the surge, we had 16,329 adults with children come into the U.S., the vast majority of them in the McAllen area. In August, that was down to 3,200. So as you can see, the numbers have been cut substantially. In some cases, they're one-fifth of the levels we saw in May and June. Now, obviously, that doesn't mean that that surge cannot continue. The United States continues to be a beacon of hope, as you know, for people all around the world, in Central America, especially the very troubled Central American countries of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, which are suffering from incredibly incompetent leadership, which is one thing the Obama administration didn't have the courage to tell them, are going to continue to look to the United States to save them from their problems. I think it's obvious, and the Homeland Security backs this up, that there were two specific things that brought this to an end. First of all, the opening of the secure centers to house the adults with children, the one of which is open in Carnes City in August. That clearly, Charlie, sent the message to Central America. These people are desperate, but they're not stupid. And they saw that if you got to the United States, there was no such thing as a permiso, that they were going to put you in a center. They were going to deport you. They were going to send you back. And you know something? The Mexican cartels that transported the kids and the children with adults to the United States aren't known for giving refunds. So a lot of these families had to borrow several thousand dollars. These are dirt poor people living in rural Honduras. And they realized that it was not a good investment to entrust their children to the Zetas to try to bring them into the United States. Also, the Beast shut down in Mexico. That was the big train that a lot of them were riding on. They first started moving the Beast at faster speeds, and they shut it down entirely. The weather, in fact, did have something to do with it. It just became too incredibly hot to bring these to try to make that trip, overland trip that sometimes takes 2 weeks or longer. But probably the bottom line was the fact that finally people in Central America got the message that criminal smugglers were lying to them. Imagine that. Imagine the fact that criminals might be lying to try to make money. What we saw was the Zetas, the Gulf Cartel, the other drug cartels are beginning to see their drug profits eroded. We're seeing legalization of drugs happening in, obviously, Colorado and Washington, and the legalization fever is spreading. We're seeing much stronger security on the southern border of the United States. It makes it a lot more difficult to transport their drugs. These are businesses like any other. They're going to try to look for some other way to make money. And they say, you know something? We can con these poor people in Honduras into thinking that all they need to do is get their kids to the United States and they'll be able to get in for nothing. Well, the people in Honduras finally wised up, unfortunately, after a lot of those children were killed by the smugglers, raped in many cases, and a lot of these families are out a lot of money, that they were being lied to by the smugglers. But that doesn't mean that after this wave is forgotten, it's right. Not going to start again.
Number four.
All right, number four. The usual thing that happens during September 11th since the year 2001, I'm going to say 2001, the 13, 14 years that have elapsed since the September 11th happening. This week on the Good Day program on the 11th of September, I talked to Gretchen Martins, also known as the Veteran Lady, about the legacy of September 11th for those who served immediately after the terrorist attacks.
I'm kind of guessing what's very sad for them is looking, particularly the ones that fought in the early days in Iraq, looking at what's happening in the president's address last night about ISIS. They fought, and for the sake of what?
Nothing.
Many of our post-9/11 veterans enlisted because of 9/11, fought, gave their lives, and now we're kind of back to the starting point.
Yep. It's like all of those people, I've said this, and some people appreciate what I've said, and it's not about me. It's just about the observation that many people who think about this, we look back at the men and women, the amount of money, the men and women who have given their lives in Iraq, and then you ask yourself, for what? Why? And the same can be said for Afghanistan, frankly. So
exactly.
Yeah. So now turning it to, I don't know if we turn it away from September 11th and then so to get an update, or is September 11th in and of itself a reason for men and women to have emotional upset as they transition. What, when you think about what that meant, the people who died at the Pentagon, I mean, there are all kinds of ways of looking at this, as you know.
Absolutely, and I think the other piece, when you look at now, we're technically ending our wars. We're not ending our wars. Who knows? Looking at the people who joined the military because of 9/11, many of whom are very, very young, and looked at this as a way of serving their country for a good, solid career. And now, as we're entering the period of the military drawdown, we are literally pink-slipping hundreds of thousands of service members. And I think that that's got to be another bitter pill. We had the attacks of September 11th. Many of these, particularly young people, really stepped up for our country. And now, I mean, literally today, September 11th, people who joined because of the attacks in New York City and on the Pentagon, and now they're going to be getting pink slips today saying, gee, thanks, Steve. We're so, so grateful for your service, but we don't need you anymore.
Number three.
Number three this week on our Talk Radio Review focuses on the midterm elections and the continuing focus. If you haven't seen House of Cards, that's another show that I managed to watch on that plane trip coming across the country. I've never seen it before, but wow. Imagine if, for those of you who have seen it, it's one of those things like 24, once you start watching it, you want to keep watching it and get caught up with it. If that were actually what was going on in our system, and who's to say it isn't? Here's host Robert Rees talking about Mitt Romney's recent comments that he has no plans to run. How many times are you going to go through this thing with this guy?
Got Mitt Romney to talk about. He was on a Fox News Sunday over the weekend, and with that, he said he was basically, it came up, you know, hey, there's a lot of speculation that you may be changing your mind about running for office. He says, I'm not running. I'm not planning on running. And basically just kind of stuck with that. Now, part of the interview, he did state that, A, he thinks that he would have done a better job thus far in the past 2 years as president than what President Obama's done. Well, of course he's going to say that. What's he going to say? Like, after 2 years, they're like,
I don't know,
you know what?
Completely.
He's like, you know what? Wow. Americans were right. Obama's a much better president than I would have been. I mean, what do you think he's going to say? I see this headline. It's like on Huffington Post. It's on the Drudge Report. It's on Yahoo. Romney says he would have done a better job than President Obama. Breaking news. Breaking news. Republican candidate says he would have done a better job than Democrat candidate. And I'm like, really? What do you think? It would be breaking news if it was like, Romney says Obama's doing a fine job and he's quite surprised. That is breaking news. But no, he's like, I would have done better. And then he also says, oh, by the way, even though I don't plan on running, I would be a better president than Hillary Clinton. You know, so, once again, so you would be better president than the Democrat candidate. Well, that is surprising. Breaking news, breaking news. Republican says he'd be better candidate than Democrat candidate. Seriously? Why is this news? But here's the thing that I saw when I was just skimming the article. Many Republicans view Mr. Romney as something of a fallback choice if former governor in Florida, Jeb Bush, opts not to run. What is wrong with Republicans? Seriously, what's wrong with Republicans? When the exit polling from the last election shows that one of the biggest reasons why Mitt Romney lost was not because he was viewed as Daddy Warbucks, not because he was viewed as Uncle Scrooge, not because he was viewed, you know, as looking down on the poor. No, the biggest exit polling data shows that he lost because people identified him with George W. Bush. That's the biggest reason why he lost. So what in the world is going on in Republicans' minds? What maggots are eating their brain to let them think that Jeb Bush is the answer for them to return to the White House when a guy who doesn't share his name, who doesn't talk like him, who doesn't even have similar policies as him, can't win because he's viewed as being too George W. Bush? Why would you think bringing Jeb Bush in is going to win?
Interesting speculation, yes. Politics. What do we do with it and what do we do without it? Conversationally, in the world of spoken word formats, there's a lot of political, the universality of political conversation as we continue up to the number two controversy. That's next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
This is a special report from the National Association of Manufacturers. A new NAM report finds that federal regulations cost Americans more than $2 trillion every year. Small manufacturers bear the greatest burden. Jay Timmons, president and CEO of the NAM.
Manufacturing is making a comeback in America, but this could all come to an end if manufacturers continue to shoulder a disproportionate cost of complex federal regulations.
The NAM study finds that a typical manufacturer pays almost $20,000 per employee per year to comply with federal regulations. The study also estimates that small manufacturers shoulder a disproportionate share of the federal regulatory burden, more than three times the average U.S. business.
You know, these costs don't even include the more significant regulations heading our way, like the new ozone standard, and that would be the most expensive regulation in U.S. history. So now's the time to institute reforms to build a stable, balanced regulatory environment for manufacturers and small businesses to create jobs and fuel economic growth.
For more information, visit NAM.org. Audio provided by the National Association Manufacturers.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee. It's truly the best of the best. BuzzBox Coffee is a USDA organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown coffee, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Top 1% Arabica grade and more. 10% of future purchases held by 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support My Eastleigh Farm. Go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound is free.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Number two.
The Ray Rice controversy on the countdown. Host Lee Rayburn talking to Stephen Mosher, professor of sports management at Ithaca College, who says the Rice video is part of a bigger problem at the NFL.
On the heels of what we know about the Ray Rice scandal, is it me, Stephen Mosher, or did we already know about the Ray Rice scandal before the video was unleashed on Monday? It feels as though we knew what happened, and after we saw what happened, we had to do something about it.
Yes, well, maybe this is an indication that men who run the NFL are really slow learners. But sure, we knew what had happened in that elevator. And the National Football League earned the appellation last year, League of Denial, with respect to its 30-year history with hiding information from its own players regarding concussions. And so this is what they do.
They cover it up until it can't be covered up then anymore, and then they take action on one of their biggest stars in the league?
Or they engage in blind, willful ignorance, you know. But in any case, it's completely unacceptable. And I think that the National Football League owners need to get together and sit down with their commissioner and have him explain to them why he should keep his job.
But what's the impetus behind it? Stephen Mosier, to me, there is a parallel here to be drawn between Target or more recently Home Depot, that if it really doesn't impact your bottom line, then it really doesn't impact you as a, well, in the case of the NFL, a not-for-profit industry.
Yes, it certainly is an indication that what we have here is an organization that is exempted from antitrust laws, that's worth billions and billions of dollars and makes billions of dollars each year. And as long as the public continues to watch the product on the field and consume the merchandise and spend the money, I doubt anything will change, really.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
The number one issue this week as we review the top ten. Number one has to do with what's going on in the Middle East, our ISIS policy, the president's address on Wednesday. So let's get started with the first report coming from our affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, where host Rick Jensen talked to Dr. James Robbins from the American Foreign Policy Council. They discussed what the president had to say about the plan to deal with ISIS or ISIL or whatever it is that they want to be called.
What are your takeaways?
Well, I think that he has some good ideas, the president. I mean, ISIS is a threat. Whether it's an Islamic threat, that's debatable. He says no. I think that part of his strategy makes a lot of sense, particularly backing up the Iraqi military and what they need to do. That has proven effective in the past when we did it in Afghanistan in 2001. Because any third world army with B-52s is going to get someone's attention.
Okay.
Whether this can be extended into Syria, however, is a major issue because there is no army that we can support in Syria right now. We're not going to support Assad's army. He's talking about building the so-called Free Syrian Army, but knowing who is on what side in that conflict is extremely difficult.
Well, it's more than difficult. We see what are reported to be moderate groups all of a sudden are affiliated with terrorist organizations. I mean, if you're going to start arming these Syrian rebels, how do you know fully which rebels will or will not become jihadis and other extremists?
Oh, well, you totally don't. That's part of the problem. If we're going to be pumping arms and money into this conflict zone, then opportunists are going to start to take advantage of that. There will be people who claim to be moderates, but, you know, oh, we hate ISIS, we hate Assad. Bearing in mind that you have at least a three-way civil war going on, probably more than three, and we don't know exactly who the players are. We don't know if they're really going to be on our side or if this is going to be convenient for them. And furthermore, we start pumping in sophisticated weapons to them, they might think it's a lot easier just to put those things on the black market and take the money rather than to continue to risk their lives on the battlefield.
The number one issue this week, our policy with regard to ISIS. Interesting, in the backdrop, the countries who are rallying against the Islamic State militants, about 40 nations have agreed to contribute to what Secretary of State Kerry says will be a worldwide fight to defeat this group. Here's host Paul W. Smith with Congressman Mike Rogers, who's chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, about the president's plan.
I'd like to get at least your first reaction to what the president said.
Well, Paul, he certainly has come a long way. He's come a lot closer to the position of those of us who believe that ISIS has been, is, and has been a threat to the United States for a growing threat for a couple of years. That's good. Never like it when the president gets out and dedicates a portion of his speech to what I won't do to defeat my enemy. And nobody has been calling for large military formations on the ground. The next few days are going to be critically important to go through the details of which we start this morning, to make sure that, that what the president said is what the policy is aligned up for, which translates into action against ISIS. And soon, we shouldn't wait. If this takes a month to put together, shame on us, and not good for our national security.
Congressman, your colleague and friend, Representative Buck McKeon, and he had the same complaint. And frankly, it's out there so much, it's astounding to me that the president continues to talk about, just as you pointed out, you don't want to hear. None of us want to hear what he's not going to do, and we certainly don't want the enemy to know.
Yeah, exactly. You certainly didn't hear Roosevelt, after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, get up and tell the enemy the few things that he was not willing to do in order to beat them. I just never think that's a good idea. It's always discouraging for the men and women who do this, do the real work out there. You want to leave a little mystery. I mean, the message we should have all walked away with that speech is, ISIS, you're done. We're coming to get you, and we're going to take you off the face of the earth. And unfortunately, they got some of that. They got a little bit of that. We're going to dismantle you. That's good. But they also said, well, we're going to not do it this way or this way, which means it's going to be a very long fight. So that part's concerning, but we'll get through it. And again, the next few days are going to be very, very important to the to that planning and implementation of what comes next.
A poll this week at DougStephan.com, or actually over the weekend, reviewing the top 10 talk radio topics according to Talkers.com. We ask you to tell us what it is that's most important to you as you've spent this last hour listening to all of these top 10. What would you say? Reflect with us, if you will, on that at DougStephan.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Stephan. Thanks for being here this week. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.